when one play can ruin your game, and that's part of being a defensive player in the NFL, you need that. You need everybody to be on the same page, and that stuff's imperative. And there's no, you know, looking past any of that stuff in OTAs. We need to be on every detail, and there's accountability for that, and that's what he brings.
I know you maybe had an idea of what the experience of playing under him would be like, but now that you've had a couple days, how does the reality kind of shape up?
Well, you know, Jolon had played for him in New Orleans, and, you know, it's kind of a coaching tree, and, you know, guys' reputations, and he's intense, and we like that. We need that. We're going to need intensity around here if we want to compete for a division, the division we play in, which is really intense, really physical. I think it kind of – he meshes well with the guys around here, with the rest of the coaches, with the style of football we're trying to play. So it's been great.
How's it feel to be back on Twitter?
Feels – it felt good the first, like – it hasn't felt that great, honestly. I was actually happier in general when I wasn't on it. And then, you know, seeing stuff like last night with the LeBron thing, it's just sobering. Twitter is an awful reminder of what's out there. But, yeah, so, but it's addictive and it's something to do.
Chris Long with a commentary on society at large.
It's bad. It's bad. They probably think the same thing about me, but oh well.
Oh, it's kind of cool that you stood up for a fellow athlete.
Oh, well, the most explosive, probably best athlete in the world. If he has cramps and he says he can't play, he can't play.
Yeah.
I don't know what everybody else has to worry about it, so. Michael, how are you? Rookies, man.